From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading The Thundering Herd by Zane Grey. We'll begin with Chapter 1. Autumn winds had long waved the grass in the vast upland valley, and the breath of the north had tinged the meandering lines of trees along the river bottoms. Gold and purple and a flame of fire shone brightly in the morning sunlight. Birds and beasts of that wild, open northland felt stir in them the instinct to move toward the south. The honk of wild geese floated down upon the solitudes, and swift flocks of these heralds of winter sped by, sharply outlined against the blue sky. High upon the western rampart of that valley perched an eagle, watching from his lonely crag. His telescopic eye ranged afar. Beneath him, on the endless slope and boundless floor of the valley, moved a black mass, creeping with snail-like slowness toward the south. It seemed as long as the valley, and as wide. It reached to the dim purple distances and disappeared there. The densest part covered the center of the valley, which ran wide, straggling arms like rivers narrowing toward their sources in the hills. Patches of gray grass dotted with gold shone here and there against the black background. Always the dark moving streams and blots seemed encroaching upon these patches of grass. They spread over them and covered them. Then other open spaces appeared at different points. How slow the change! Yet there was a definite movement. This black mass was alive. The eagle was gazing down upon leagues and leagues of buffalo. Acres of buffalo, miles of millions of buffalo. The shaggy, irregular, ragged herd had no end. It dominated slopes and bottomlands and the hazy reaches beyond. The vision of the eagle was an organ for self-preservation, not capable of appreciating the beauty and sublimity of the earth and its myriads of wild creatures. Yet with piercing eye the eagle watched from his lonely crag. Boundless void, with its moving coverlet of black, the wide space of sky keen with its cool wind, valley of leagues with its living heritage of a million years. Wild, primitive, grand was the scene. It was eloquent of the past. The future stretched away like the dim, strange, unknown purple distances with an intimation of tragedy. But the hour was one of natural fruition, wild life in the open, with the sun like an eye of the Creator shining over the land. Peace, silence, solitude attended the eagle in his vigil. Yet a brooding sadness like an invisible mantle lay over the valley. Was it the dreamy, drowsy spell of autumn? Was it the pervading spirit of a dying season, reluctant to face the rigor of snow and ice? The fact was that autumn lingered, and nature brooded over some mystery, some problem, some blunder. Life was sweet, strong, scented on the wind, but there was death lurking somewhere, perhaps in the purple shadow of distance to the southward. The morning was bright, golden, glorious, yet it did not wait, and night was coming. So there was more than the melancholy languor of autumn in the still air. A mighty being seemed breathing there, invisible and infinite, all-encompassing. It kept its secret. Suddenly, the eagle plunged like a thunderbolt from his crag and shot down and down, at last to spread his closed wings and sail slowly and majestically round and round over an open grassy patch encircled by buffalo. In this spot, well toward the center and front of the vast herd, appeared about to be enacted a battle between a monarch and his latest rival for supremacy. The huge leader, shaggy, brown, ragged, was not a creature of beauty,